All right. I'm here with Joelle.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Joelle?
Good.
Good. Are you happy the sun is out?
Yes.
And it's a beautiful day.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day to talk about what book?
Fuzzy Mud.
Fuzzy Mud by?
Lewis Sacker.
Lewis Sacker. Awesome. Yeah. Sweet. Joelle, I'm excited to hear your analogy of Fuzzy Mud. I loved Fuzzy Mud.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good. And I'm curious what you have to say about it. So, without any further delay, tell us about Fuzzy Mud.
It's like about this girl named Tamaya.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to a school every day. She walks there with a kid named Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bully who comes to the school, and his name is Chad, and he got kicked out of a lot of schools,
mm-hmm.
and this is the only school that would take him before a military school, I think.
Oh, boy.
And so then, Chad gets kind of... I don't really want to give anything away, but Chad gets a little bit jealous of Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chad wants to beat him up.
Uh-oh. Never
and
a good thing.
So Tamaya and Marshall mm-hmm. are walking back, and then Chad is waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they take a shortcut that Marshall says just to get away from him,
yeah.
and then Chad still finds them. And so then Tamaya, she rubs this weird mud onto his face,
mm-hmm.
and then... Later, she can't find, later she gets, like, a rash.
Okay.
And, like, nobody has really ever seen this rash.
Yeah.
And when she goes to school, Chad isn't there. And then the teachers are all worried. And, yeah, I don't really want to give any more away.
So Chad is nowhere to be found after he gets his mud in his face?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting. And Tamaya has a rash.
Yeah.
What is this fuzzy mud? People will have to read the book to find out, right?
Yeah.
It definitely keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Yes.
It's one of those books you cannot put down.
Yeah, like when I always read before bed, and then I kept on asking my mom, like, can I please have 10 more minutes?
10 more minutes, Mom. 20 more minutes? A half hour more?
Yeah, kind of turned into like an hour.
Hey, you know, in the name of reading, that's okay.
Yeah,
it's good. Okay. It's good. It's good. Joelle, I agree. Joelle, why did you choose to read this book?
Because we do this thing in our class called a book buzz where we, like, share a book.
Yeah.
And so Mrs. Quartering, she shared this book.
She did.
And I know that she always has really good book suggestions.
Yes, she does.
And so I just decided to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that everybody was going to be getting it from her class, so
yeah.
I decided to get it from the library.
You snagged it from the library.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Oh, that Mrs. Quartering.
Yeah.
She knows her books, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She sure does. If you could ask Lewis Sacker something, what would you ask him?
Probably what inspired him to, like, write this book. Because, like, was it, like, did you get a rash? Did you not know what it was or
mm-hmm.
something?
What made him think of Fuzzy Mud?
I don't know.
I don't know either. These are good questions.
Yeah.
Joelle, why should the people read this book?
Because if you like a book that you cannot put down, and it's just a super good book.
Mm-hmm. I think you summarized that very well, Joelle. You did a great job. I think everyone's going to go out and read it now.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good. So, read the book.
Yes,
read the Fuzzy
book.
Mud, people.
Yes.
And then don't throw mysterious mud in people's faces.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
You're... Next step may be your last.
On that note, I like that. On that note, Joelle, we will sign off by saying...
Happy reading!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.